The fifth planet was the smallest of all. There was just enough room for a street lamp and a lamplighter. When he lit his lamp, it's as if he was bringing one more star to life, or one more flower. When he put out his lamp, that sent the flower or the star to sleep. The little prince thought it was a fine occupation, and therefore truly useful. But it was a terrible job. Year by year, the planet was turning faster and faster.
Good morning. Why have you just put out your lamp?
Orders. Good morning.
And what orders are those?
To put out my street lamp. Good evening.
And he lit his lamp again.
But why have you just lit your lamp again?
Orders.
I don't understand.
There is nothing to understand. Orders are orders. Good morning. It's a terrible job I have. It used to be reasonable enough. I put the lamp out mornings and lit it after dark. I had the rest of the day for my own affairs and the rest of the night for sleeping. And orders haven't changed.
Which means?
Which means that now that the planet revolves once a minute, I don't have an instant's rest. I light my lamp and turn it out once every minute. Good evening.
The little prince watched him, growing fonder and fonder of his lamplighter, who was so faithful to orders. He wanted to help his friend.
You know, I can show you a way to take a rest whenever you want to.
What good does that do me? When the one thing in life I want to do is sleep.
Then you're out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
As he continued on his journey, the little prince thought that the lamplighter was the only one who didn't strike him as ridiculous, because he was the only one thinking of something besides himself.